Yeah, man, it was just a collectively, you know, as a crew, you know, we wanted to be somewhere where we felt creatively free, man, and, you know, where we could maintain the integrity of our sound and our team with, you know, someone to nurture our ideas and, you know, picking a spot that is going to be, you know, they ain't gonna put up too much obstacles in front of us, you know?
Right.
But it's just somewhere that we felt like would nurture what we've already got started. And so, you know, that as a team, it just felt right, you know? Right.
Now, you were signed previously. Was it apprehensiveness to sign to a major again?
Nah, not really, man. Because I was signed with my team at Columbia, and I left with my entire team, and then the past couple years, I've just seen the power of a crew, you know. So it's like, without Columbia, I mean, we did great, you know. We did excellent. We made good momentum. We put out good projects, and then when Trump Music came out, started making real traction. So, I mean, we took all the steps that a label would have taken anyway. We did it as Ghetto Vision.
Right.
So, I mean, I wasn't apprehensive to sign with another major label. I was excited, you know, because I know the outlets just get bigger, you know, and it's easier to make ideas happen when you got a label behind you.
Right. From your previous deals, what have you learned then that you're taking now to Interscope?
Well, you know, we've, as far as labels go, man, I just don't really study it that much, you know. I do know about Interscope roster, you know, and the history of music and what, you know, what they've done with artists, which is exciting to me, you know. But, you know, as far as what I'm taking there, it's just nothing changes. I'm only going to work 10 times harder, you know.
Right.
That's make sure my shows are consistent. And that I keep challenging myself as an artist, man, to do bigger and better shit.
Cool. In terms of the deal, can you give us any insight as to the structure of it?
Nah, man, I don't know nothing about, you know, the structure. Like, I've been with my team for a few years now, man, and I've built a trust with Kawan Prather, KP, and J-Dot. I don't, and my lawyer, Denise, you know, they'll break that down to me as we're moving along, but my focus is always just to make classics,